the creature. It is night, and I find myself in total darkness. Somewhere nearby is the edge of a cliff. Groping ahead with my foot, I can feel uneven ground that is covered with vegetation and rocks. I also sense the presence of the creature that has always provoked in me a special feeling of terror and disgust. There may be one of them, or there may be many, but I'm certain that something is relentlessly drawing near. A ringing in my ears, at times mingling with a faraway wind, contrasts with the utter silence. My wide-open eyes cannot see a thing. My heart is pounding, my breathing is shallow, and my dry mouth has a bitter taste. Something is approaching. What is creeping up behind me, making my scalp bristle and sending cold chills up my spine? Feel weak, and if something grabs me or jumps on me from behind, I'll be completely defenseless. I'm paralyzed. All I can do is wait. In my confusion, I think about this creature and those other times when it was near me, especially about that most difficult time. I begin to relive those memories. What happened then? What was going on during that period of my life? I try to recall the fears and the frustrations I was feeling at that time. Clearly, I was at a crossroads in my life, and this coincided with my encounter with the creature. I feel an urgent need to discover how these things are related. I find that I can think more clearly again. While I know there are animals that provoke disgust in nearly everyone, I also recognize that not everyone loses control in their presence. I notice just how the terrifying creature makes me feel, and I try to discover the connection between this feeling and what was happening in my life at other times when I felt similar fears. Calmly, I try to feel which part of my body I would protect from this dangerous animal. I realize this part of my body is related to the difficulties I was having when the encounter with the creature occurred so long ago. Seeing the animal again has reawakened in me that moment of my life, a moment that is still not resolved. I need to shed light on that dark and painful time, which is sometimes difficult to recall. Quickly, the day brings with it the stirring of life. Here in this soft meadow, I walk freely on a carpet of dew-covered grass. A van approaches rapidly and stops beside me. Two people dressed as orderlies get out. Greeting me cordially, they announce that they've captured the creature that frightens me so much. They explain that when they receive a message of fear, they go hunting for the creature that is causing it. When they capture the animal, they display it so that the person who is afraid can study it closely. Now, they place the carefully restrained animal right in front of me. The specimen is indeed helpless. I take advantage of this to examine it thoroughly, very slowly, and from all angles, both up close and from a distance. gently pet the docile animal, and it responds in a friendly way. Then they invite me to pet it too. Feeling great apprehension, I shudder as I try to touch the creature. But I try again, and then again, until finally I'm able to pet it. Responds peacefully with exceedingly lazy movements. Then it begins to shrink, growing smaller and smaller until finally it disappears. As the van departs, I try once again to recall the circumstances in my life long ago when the presence of this animal so terrified me. A sudden impulse, I begin to run playfully, enjoying the morning and the fresh air. I move rhythmically and tirelessly, breathing deeply. Then I begin to run even faster, my heart and muscles working together like a flawless machine. As I'm running freely, I recall my fear, but feel that I am stronger now, and that soon I'll have conquered it forever. Bright sunlight streams down from above as I swiftly draw near my city, filling my lungs with air. I feel my whole body moving in perfect harmony. Those parts of my